We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and we are starting from 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. The first words on the line is Tashmishoi Bitzayni. I'm starting right after that. Rabbi Akiva Ikla LeGinzik. Rabbi Akiva went to the city of Ginzik. They asked him three different shilas. Shila number one, Mis'anin L'Sha'ois or Imis'anin L'Sha'ois. The question was, Fi Rashi, that what's the halacha if someone was fasting already for half the day, and then he said, but he wasn't planning on fasting. Then he said, you know what, I'm fasting already, let me fast the rest of the day. Is that called a fast or not? Even though the first half of the day, he wasn't mechavan l'tainus. And afkaminis, could he say, nenu, and if he made an edel, let's say for tainus, was he mechayim adin tainus or not? That's the shayim. According to Rashi, that's the shayim, mesalam shayim, or not? Tosis points out that it has to be he was mekabel the day before, because if you're not mekabel the tainus before, it's not counted. So, you have to mekabel the tainus. That's not tchal tainus. A punk guy, the punk doesn't eat. That's not called a tainus. Here, so it has to be that it was mekabel the tainus. But he wasn't planning on fasting today. He was mekabel yesterday. You know, if I fast, Tosis says, "Sarach loyim the ma'iri nami shekibel of me'esmol she'im lo yoichel amochad chatzia yoim yeh betanus ad shtachshich." He made up yesterday that if I don't eat until half the day, let's see, he has a blood test that day. He says, you know, if I don't eat half the day, I want the rest of the day to be a fast. And that kachava, he didn't eat the first half of the day. The second half of the day, taka fasted. Is that called a tainus or not? That's the Gemara Shailam. Salam will show you, say, look, the other Shailam learned different. The other Shailam learned, is a half a day called a fast? Bechlal. If you fast, if you makabal a fast, and you fast the shoyas, is that called a fast? But we'll go on Rashi's pshat. So, they didn't have an answer to the question. Question number two was, if you want to use a jug of a goy to hold your wine, is it mutter or not? Yesterday we had a few eitzes how to make a mutter. Where Shai was, is it mutter or not? That was a question to Rabbi Kiva. Lo yav yod, they never answered that. And the third question was, b'mesh shimesh Moshe kol shivus yemei amaluim. What was Moshe using for Big Day Kahuna for the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan? For those 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he was the one doing all the Avodah. What did he use? And like Rashi explains, he couldn't use the Big Day Kahuna because it says by the Big Day Kahuna, Vasisa Big Day Kahuna Aaron Achicha, and he's a Tzar. He cannot wear those Begadim. So what exactly did he wear for the Shivus Yemei Amaluim L'Yehavayadeh? He didn't have an answer to that either. Now, Tosha speaks out that the din of Shivus Yemei Amaluim, those days of Shivus Yemei Amaluim had a din like a bama. So the Big Day Kahuna were a ma'akev, but the shayla was, what did he wear? Which type of garment did he wear? So these are three shaylas they asked. They asked for Rabbi Akiva, didn't have an answer. So they went into the Beis Medrash, and they also saw Beis Medrash. Amri, they said like this, got the three shaylas. Number one, Hilchasa Mis'anin L'Shoyis. You could have a Tainus Shoyis from Hishlim, and if you finished the Tainus, Mispal Tefillah Tainus. You could daven say Aneinu. You could say the Tefillah Tainus, which means, according to Rashi, that if you're fasting half a day and then you fast the rest of the day, it's considered a tainus, then you can say aneinu. Number two, v'hilchasa kankanam shevichavim l'achi yibayis chayish mutarim. Kankanam of a goy, after 12 months, it's mutter to put wine in there. That means, yesterday we had around three different eitzes what you could do with it. If it's not lekiyim, so then you could do milu v'iru, you could pour water into it. And if it's not lekiyim, you could just wash it out. If it's the lekiyim, there's a few eitzes. Either you do milu v'iru, you fill it up three times every 24 hours for three days in a row, or you could do a hagala with it basically, or you could put it into fire, put it into the oven, or you could put morius into it. Now we have a fourth eitzah, which you mentioned in Rashi yesterday, that you can let it age for 12 months. And then it dries out the wine. There's no wine left, and that's why it's mutter, because we assume the belias are gone after 12 months, and it's mutter. Now, the Chuvus Rashi speaks out, this heter is dafka by yayin that works your base chaydish. But something that you use tashmisha l'chamin, let's say a pat, that you use for hat treif, or hat bas v'chalav, that you cannot, or chametz as well, you cannot use this heter of 12 months. It's only a heter by yayin esach, not by anything else. Now, the Zechacham Tzvi, who handles it, you can use it for Pesach, and some people use it for Tzirif when it comes to Pesach, but Lamaisa, the Rishonim say it's only for Yayin Esach, it's had the 12 months. The third Shaila was, that was the first two Shaila, the third Shaila was Meshimish Moshe Shviz Meim Luim. So the answer was, Becholuk Lovan. He used a white cloak, a white shirt. Rav Kahana Master, Becholuk Lovan Shem Be'imro. It was a Becholuk Lovan, it was a white robe without an Imro, without a hem. Now, what was wrong with a hem? So Rashi brings down, yes, Omer, Shloyachashdu, Shasamba, Trumas, and Mishkan. He's going to have a hem, it shouldn't be choshed, and maybe he'll steal something from the Mishkan. And Zak Rashi, Vilav Milsi, Sharei, Kvar Nigmara, Malacha, Vashas, Avoid, Vahekan Shakal, it's already finished. What do you worry about anymore? The Trumas, and Mishkan was finished already. So what do you worry about? That's Rashi like the Pshat. So what's Taka Pshat? No Imra. Tais has a few Pshatim. One of Tais Pshatim is that he wanted to show that this is only temporary. If you make a finished beged, you make an imra, you make a hem, you make it finished. You wanted to show over here that Moshe Rabbeinu was only a temporary Kohen Gadol, so you shouldn't think that when Aaron and Kohen comes to Kohen Gadol, that something was wrong with Moshe. Nothing was wrong with Moshe. The whole thing was temporary in the first place. That is why aim by imra. So, Akaponim, those are the three shilas that Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara answers these three shilas. The Gemara, the Mesmeris answers the three shilas that Mesanon L'Shoyis, you have 12 months, is a way of kashering the Kankanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu used the Chaluk Lav and Sheva Imra for doing the Avodah. So I think more Avodah. Send the Mishnah. Huh? Yeah, like one roll, it sounds like. Chaluk Lav and one roll. No, maybe had Mechaz. Probably had Mechaz Zayim, but it sounds like it was a robe. That's what it was. It was just a special baggage made for this, but it wasn't a big dikuna. It wasn't a big dikuna. So I think more Avodah. Haratzanim v'hazagin sh'oiv dikachav. It says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use the pits and peels from a goy because we're worried it has in it some wine, because I guess they used to soak this in the wine as well, and we're worried there's some kind of wine of Yayin Nesach in the Chatzanim. So we had in the Mishnah the Chatzanim v'hazagin is all these things have Isser of Achila, and it also has Isser Eino according to Rav Meir. And Chum say, depends. Lachem asurim, yiveshim atar. That lachem are asur, yiveshim atar. Zog to Tanabon, and we'll expand on this. Tanabon achatzan vazag and shrev lichavim. If you have the pits and peels of grapes from a goy, lachem asurim, if they're still moist, it's also because the word is yayin esach in it. Yiveshim, if they're dried out, matarim. So more wants to know, heiniu lachem, veheiniu neveshim. What is considered lach? What's considered yavesh? What's considered dry? So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lachim Kol Yiveish Chodesh. For 12 months, it's called Lachim. Yiveishim, Lachim Yiveish, after 12 months, it's Yiveishim. Itmar, someone gives it Itmar Nami, that we have Itmar like that as well. Amar Rav Bacharam Yechanan, Kishen Asurim, not Itmar Nami, Itmar Amar Rav Bacharam Yechanan, Kishen Asurim, Asurim Afilu Bahano. When the Osir, these Chatzanim and the Zagin, the Osirim Bahano, because they have Yayin Esach in it. Kishen Mutarim, when the Mutta Afilu Bahachila, Mutta Yim Bahachila, because they're dried out, and since they're dried out, they don't have any issue of Yai Nesach. Omrav Zvid, Haider Daya de Chamra. These Shmarim, which are sediments that settle in the bottom of a wine barrel, they're Amoy from a goy, Basa Teresi Yark and Shasa, after 12 months, they're Mutter. Again, because they're dried out, and therefore they're Shari. Therefore they're Shari, because they're dried out. Omrav Chaviva Brei de Rava, Hani Gulfi, these little jugs, Bostres Yarkin Shasi Shari, after 12 months, they're mutter, which is really what we have before in the story of Rabbi Kiva, that these jugs, after 12 months, there's no problem of Yayin Esach. Omer of Chaviva, Hani Afta, on top of Lam Dalam Beis, now Hani Afta Detaya, these pieces of, these pouches of leather, Bostres Yarkin Shasi, after 12 months, Shari, it's mutter. It's not only a din by Kankanim. It's even by very thick leather pouches have the same halacha that they are mutter after 12 months. On top of Lamdam Beis, on Vachabrei the Rav Iko, Hani Portsini the Amoi, Basa, these Portsini the Amoi, these Portsini the Amoi, which are soilus of Anovim, those are the type of sediments or peels. So, Hani Portsini the Amoi, Basa, Torres the Yakashasi, after 12 months, sorry, the mutter. These jugs of shechimi and uchmi, they're a different type of earth. It means even these type of things, the shechimi, is also mutter after 12 months. That if they have bliyas, they're mutter after 12 months. That's the halacha of all these different things, that 12 months will work to dry out all the wine from it, and it'll be mutter to use. Even though it was used for goyim and it was machnisa lekiyim for goyim, still it's mutter after 12 months.